Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Airlines on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Richard Marx is your artist of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good to have everybody with us. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Story here from The Guardian. Man, I'm going to disagree with this woman, but she's hunkered down like everybody else is. And she writes, and I quote, about buying online. Apparently, she is shopping online like crazy. And she says, we get the thing we want, and all we have to do in exchange is give money.
Really?
The value of which is metaphorical. It's symbolic. We experience this as our own raw power in defiance of our rational minds, which know the boot is on the other foot. This is 10 times worse online. The thing simply arrives at the door. The exchange that went before it didn't even have the shape of a transaction or even remind us of money. It was just a bunch of numbers that most likely were already on our computer. It is amazing that we have any continence around online shopping. It is amazing we are not buying pointless stuff all day long. I need to list everything that has arrived at my door today because the act of confessing to it will make me feel less guilty. One pack of sticky labels, no reason. One SodaStream canister, environmentally friendly. Magic straws that turn milk chocolatey for myself. Three books that I won't read. Anchovies, ugh. Plastic storage containers, another book I may not read. Tiny plastic naked ladies with which to ironically decorate cocktails, I can feel the raw power coursing through me. I can tell you right now, short of a Mother's Day gift, Sherry's Berries, I have not bought a single thing online since this whole thing started.
Here's my question for our listeners. If you were more prone to spend foolishly online prior to the pandemic, has it not been worse since you are stuck at home and we're all a little bored and a little depressed?
Mm-hmm.
So that if your vice to fix your depression, and for some people that's alcohol, for some people it's food, if your vice before the pandemic was shopping, is it not worse now that we are all stuck at home? And my guess is, Scott, the answer is yes. 35% of Americans say they are making impulse buys to cope with coronavirus stress, quote, as part of a weird self-care while we are bored and depressed.
What about you?
And this is from MarketWatch.com. Let me read this quick and then I'll tell you. It says, despite the fact that consumer sentiment in a huge dollar, more than 33 million Americans have filed for unemployment, nearly one in five people say they are spending more money now than they did before the outbreak hit. Among the people who say they're spending more, 1 in 10, they have gone more than $1,000 over their budget since sheltering in place.
And what about you?
I bought one book to my husband this week because he's home by himself. That's it.
So your online spending has not gone up?
No. I tried to buy pants for my son. It was a huge failure, and I sent them back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Huge failure. Let me correct myself. I did buy a pair of shoes ahead of this trip, but I would have done that anyway.
Okay. Normally, I would sit in this room, and I'm back in the studio for the first time in 2 months. And I would buy CDs that I'm probably not going to listen to more than once. I will buy a book or a T-shirt that I'll wear maybe 2 or 3 times. Short of a Mother's Day gift for Kelly, I have not shopped online a single time.
But that's not your vice anyway.
No.
I think for the people who use online shopping as an instant gratification, it feels good to click on that button and know something is coming to your door. Or maybe to know that a human being is coming to your door because they're delivering it. If that's your feel-good go-to thing, I think those people are in a lot of hurt right now because it's likely been worse during the pandemic. Because you're home. You're home all day. What else are you going to do?
Not waste your money?
Well, isn't online shopping, or can't it be, an addiction?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Somebody writes in, there is a blanking airplane on 470 in Lee's Summit. We are aware, texter, and we talked about it
the entire last hour. On that airplane.
I don't know what more...
Might want to avoid 470 before the Struthers exit.
Yes. Scott needs to be wrapped in a bubble. Okay. Somebody writes in, here's an interesting question, Dana. Our daughter is getting married in 2 weeks. Have bought more in the past several weeks than ever because I can't go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's.
Right. But see, that's in a different category. You have something coming up for which you would be spending anyway. You're just spending online because you can't go into a store. That's different than the compulsive shopper.
True, and we can stick with that track if you want, and that's fine. But let me ask you this. If you were getting married in 2 weeks, would you still be getting married?
If it was a smaller wedding, you have every right to continue on and do that.
Well, you have every right to get married if it's a big wedding. I mean, who's really going to stop you? I mean, give me a break.
Well, but are you really going to invite your elderly grandparents?
Would
to
you
a
invite if you were getting married to Chris Ketz in 2 weeks? Would you invite your parents?
We probably, if that was us, we probably would have tabled it.
We'll take a break. Maybe we'll do it next summer.
Yeah.
Kelly and I were going to buy a house together this summer. We're not doing it. I had every intention of getting engaged to her this summer. That's not going to happen.
Why can't you just be engaged here?
Well, we can, but what, Dana, what normally follows the engagement proposal?
Sex.
Maybe too.
And where are we going to do that?
Couch? I don't know.
Kitchen floor?
Her son is with her all the time. What am I supposed to do? Listen, son.
All right.
You need to exit the house for about 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 minutes?
Good Lord.
All right, fine. 3 minutes. Go for a jog. And then come right back.
I have a dear friend of mine, her daughter tabled the wedding, Scott. It was supposed to be 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they have moved it. And I think a lot of people are moving it. But at some point, life does it not?
Yeah, life goes on, but I mean, you can understand, can you not, how this kind of puts a crimp in a lot of plans, right?
Sure.
I mean, if I were to propose, which I will, so when I propose to Kelly, I would prefer that there would be a romantic evening that occurs after that. Don't you play that stupid song again. I will punch you in your face. And I would like to go out to dinner, maybe go to a hotel, you know, kind of what we call seal the deal. Okay. But I can't do that.
But when for you do those things come back? Because I'm sitting in a stunning VRBO on a golf course right now in Arizona.
But what you're doing, Dana, with all respect, and I have no problem with you going down to this VRBBO, whatever it is. Stop. You're willing to take risks that I'm not willing to take and cannot take. Somebody says, hey, son, just take the trash out.
Just walk to the end of the driveway and back.
Seriously, can you take the trash out? I got to seal the deal.
But what I'm saying is, Scott, there are ways to get away without getting away. Like, I am sitting in a house completely by myself right now.
Right.
I'm completely alone right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was at home, there were 7 people in that house. I'm safer here than I am in my own damn house.
I would actually agree with that. But you also took the risk, Dana, you would agree, of flying in an airplane down to Phoenix. Now, that's your decision.
Yes, with a mask and gloves and all of the precautions that you can take.
And we made sure before you even left, you and I had a conversation to make sure that you were completely prepared and safe, and I believe that you were. But I don't know how I would be able to pull that off. You know what I mean? And so
you just book a flight and do it. Speaking of online shopping, you just push a button and boom, there you go.
That's what she said. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. I still don't understand Scott's engagement situation at all. Isn't it supposed to be a surprise? He's been yapping about it for 3 months. Cat's out of the bag. I'd say you guys are engaged at this point. The moment you said it on the radio, she listens, doesn't she?
Yep.
Done deal. Move on, Parks. No engagement is a surprise. If you
No engagement is a surprise?
Few engagements are a surprise.
There we go.
You knew Chris was going to propose. You probably knew the night he was going to propose.
I didn't really know the night, but I knew.
But you knew it was. You knew it was a done deal. Right?
Thank you, Scott and Steve at Kriegelmesh Diamonds.
She saw the ring transaction and knew it was coming.
She picked the ring.
Well, you know,
did you or did you not pick out your engagement ring?
I didn't pick out the exact.
Okay.
You know, okay. I wanted him to have a general, very specific idea of what I liked.
By that, you mean you picked out the engagement ring?
I just didn't want him to stray off the path that my heart had chosen.
Did you? No. Answer the question. Yes or no. Did you or did you not pick out the engagement ring? And if you say no, I know you're a liar because you told me the truth and I will call you out.
They put 7 stones in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heavily suggested that I liked one of them better than the others.
Right. What is wrong? Kelly, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I've already bought the engagement ring. It's in the top drawer of her dresser. She can put it on and look at it anytime she wants. That cat is gone. It is out of the bag.
Out of the bag, out of the park, out of the county.
Yes.
I think some people still like that element of surprise, Scott.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, now you've always said you better know the answer's yes if you ask.
Yes, you better know. You knew when Chris was going to ask you to marry you and or him, and he knew the answer going in. If you don't know the answer going in, you need to get your head checked.
Well, but what if I have at least one girlfriend whose mother said to the man, I don't know if she'll say yes. You have our blessing. I don't know what she'll say. Now, of course, she said yes, and they've been married 30 years. But I don't think that it's always some huge planned out ordeal where everybody knows what everybody's doing. I would say it's about half and half.
The only person that I can, and maybe I'll call her after we get back from the break. The only person I can think of who may not have known was my mom. That may have been a surprise, but I doubt it. Because my dad was living in Oklahoma. She was living in New York or Massachusetts, and he was dating Miss Oklahoma City. And then he proposed to her, broke up with her, and then drove back to New Jersey to ask my mom to marry him.
I have talked to countless people your mom's age. I mean, Scott, I countless. And back in those years...
Back in it was the not, day?
Yeah, it was not some big fanfare where... In fact, you know what it was a lot of the time? Well, should we get married? I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to who have said that story. Or have said, I don't even remember how he proposed. We just talked about it and we did it.
5767798. This is interesting. Has nothing to do with coronavirus. Thank you, Jesus.
And all of those marriages, Scott, what do they have in common? Most of them.
They all lasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. 5767798. 5767798. The news is next.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend?
So I accidentally broke the Comrex yesterday at my house. And I've been forced to return to the radio station.
Does Boss even know?
Oh, I called
that
him.
I did this.
Yeah, I called him before I came in. I didn't want him to get upset. And I'm like, I go, dude, I broke the Comrex, and I got to go to the radio station. I broke it, Boss. It was an accident.
What was his reaction? Positive, negative, or neutral?
No, he was, you know him. I mean, the guy literally careens between mildly negative neutral and mildly positive neutral. He's like, I'm in a panic, right? I go, Boss, I broke the Comrex. I got to go to the radio station. He's like, okay.
Do what you got
to
do, man.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very likely and 1 being not likely at all, how likely is he to believe me on Tuesday when I call him at 1:40 in a panic already in the studio and say to him, my laptop's not working, I'm back?
Well, probably unlikely, but did you ever see the movie Office Space?
Yes.
Do you remember what they did to the fax machine out in the field with the baseball bat?
Yes.
That's pretty much what I did to the Comrex machine. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm out.
You Comrexed it right out of the park.
I'm out. On the hotline, calling in from Western Shawnee, St. Margaret of Shawnee. Hello, Mother.
Aw. Hello. How come you called me?
Well, we were talking about the surprise engagement proposal, and I don't know the answer to this. Were you surprised when Dad proposed to you, or did you guys already work that thing out in advance?
No, it was a surprise.
Mom, come on.
No, she was surprised.
So he just showed up at your front door one day, or did you guys go, what did you do? Did you go out to dinner? Did you have a nice romantic evening? Did you go to a hotel?
Did you not listen to the tape?
Thank you. Well, I know this story.
Well, first of all, I did listen to the tape, but A, I suffer from short-term memory loss, and B, I can't remember everything I've ever heard.
Well, it was very romantic.
How did it go?
We went to White Castle to get a hamburger, and he said, I'd like you to go to Oklahoma with me for a chill. And I said, I'm not going to Oklahoma with you. I can't do that. He said, oh, no, we would be married. I said, yes, or something like that.
He said, we would be married, Dana? And you said, yes.
Isn't it like that, Dana, something like that? I said, I can't go because we're not married. And he said, well, we could be married. Something like that.
Now, this is really none of my business and definitely something I don't want to think about. But after he proposed to you, did you guys, like, go to a hotel or something? Or did you just go home?
Went home.
You went home?
I wasn't called 99 and 44 100% pure for nothing.
What'd she say?
She wasn't called 100% pure for nothing.
No, 90.
You told me, Margaret, that it wasn't a proposal. He stated it as fact. He did not ask you for your hand in marriage. He stated it as a fact.
That's right. We would be married, and I would go to Oklahoma, Fort Sill.
Fort Sill is what you just said. Fort Sill, Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah, he probably knew I'd say yes, so it was a fact, I guess. I don't think we ever talked about getting married.
He just told you you were going to get married?
He said, well, no, we'll get married or something like that, and then he couldn't go.
So he never, like, got down on a knee or anything and gave you a ring? When did he give you a ring?
I never got one.
Well, yes, you did. I've seen your wedding ring before.
That was my wedding ring.
But you never got an engagement ring?
No, there's all much more to that engagement ring story, which is probably on the tape, that I know that Dana knows.
I listen to what you say, Margaret, and I absorb it like a sponge.
Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dana. Mm-hmm.
Did it bother you that, because, and this is no secret, and I've talked about this on the radio before, Mom, that Dad was engaged to that chick down in Oklahoma City, Miss Oklahoma City. Did that ever bother you that he was engaged to somebody before?
Well, it bothered me when I found out that he was engaged, because at that time I was going home for Christmas, determined to get him unpinned from that girl, and found out that he had gotten engaged.
What is unpinning?
Well, he had given his fraternity pin to her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a two-bit hussy.
Yeah,
that two-bit hussy.
So, you know, it all worked out. It was in God's plan, and so there you go.
Amen. Amen.
He knew I would probably say yes, so it was like, okay. I think I said, so are you asking me to marry you? And he said yes. I think that's how it was. You caught me off guard here.
Yeah, the old romantic. Yeah, he was an old romantic.
Yes, in the front seat of a White Castle. I said, really? And she goes, yep.
Did he at least buy you a burger? I mean, for the love of God.
I think we were probably in the process of eating whatever he bought, yes.
I mean, at least get some cheese on that thing. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. All right, Mayo, way to go. Set the bar higher than I could. All right. Hey, Mom, love you. Happy Mother's Day a little bit late, but I know we enjoyed it. And God bless. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana, for remembering.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Sweet Margaret.
I see how we're going to play this game. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom. All right.
Have a great day, you all, and mm-hmm. stay safe.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Okay.
You too.
Oh, we're going to talk. Sherry in Kansas City. Hello, Sherry.
Hello. How are you this afternoon?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So, you know, I have to appreciate that you want the proposal to be romantic. I've been married for a while, and I still give my husband a hard time about the way he asked me to marry him. But on the flip side, I'm a nurse. And unfortunately, every day, and more so now than ever, you don't know what tomorrow brings. And do you want to have to live with the fact that, you know, something could happen before you ever get to hear her? Maybe it's not a surprise. Maybe she knows. Maybe all your friends know. But do you want it to be that you're not able to actually hear her say yes? And actually be able to call her your fiance and tell everybody and make plans. I also had a friend who did get engaged, and unfortunately her fiance died the night before the wedding. You know, life is short, and unfortunately I see it every day. I love that you want to be romantic, and hopefully you will to do that and everything will be fine. But always remember, life is short, and don't waste an opportunity just because you can't make it perfect.
Sherry, do appreciate the call and the words of wisdom.
It's a wonderful call.
Yes. Thank you.
Good luck. I will be listening for the day when you actually pop the question.
All right. Sherry, you be well. All right. And you take care of
Thank
yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Lynn in Blue Springs. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, love our show.
Thank you. It's yours. You know that.
Yes. And I was living with my husband for 6 years, and he totally surprised me. So by asking me to marry him, because he got our kids involved. They were a little bit younger then. They're 19, 19, and 15 now. But anyway, he got them involved, and I was off for a Friday night. It was Valentine's weekend, which he is not romantic, so that's why I had no clue what he was doing. And I was gone on that Friday night, came back late that afternoon, and I guess all day he woke up on Valentine's Day and said, I'm going to ask her to marry me today. And so his daughter, she was probably in middle school then, it was only 5 years ago, and he's like, help me pick out a ring, and she helped him get the plan together. And that night we were just sitting around playing cards like we do, and about 8 o'clock she goes, well, why don't you guys go get... She goes, Dad, I want to send you somewhere. He's like, oh, okay, let's go, Lynn. And she and him had picked out like a scavenger hunt, and we were going by like a Quick Trip. We always get drinks at Quick Trip. And we went here. We brought the kids. He had the kids meet at this place, and we were going to all these places. I'm thinking, you know, we're just driving around wasting time in my sweatshirt. And then I get home, and my son was holding a sign at the top of the stairs, will you marry me? I'm like, I can't marry my son. It was the sweetest thing ever. And I'm like, you are kidding me. And he had a ring, and I'm thinking he took it out of like a Cracker Jack box, because he's funny and he's not serious. And he's like, no, it's a real ring. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so, yeah, he proposed in the hallway, and one son was downstairs holding the ring for him to grab as we went up the stairs. My son was holding the sign, and then his daughter was taking a video of it, and then she put it to music, and we have a big shindig of it.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
That was great.
That is
and then
beautiful.
We got married in our backyard, and we had an I Do barbecue in our backyard that same year on July 4th.
That's fantastic. So, hey, Lynn, yeah. Lynn, thank you for sharing your story. That was great.
Thanks for listening.
Anytime.
Okay, bye.
From the text line, Scott, your mom is awesome. I know.
She is awesome.
She's pretty awesome. She's a good cat. And I got hit by the lucky stick more times than I can count. 576-7798. 576-7798.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, what have you done?
Every once in a while, I think to myself, I have nothing in common with my mom. And then she sends me a text, and I realize I have everything in common with my mom. She wrote to me, or I wrote to her after she got off the air just now. I said, Mom, you were awesome. Thanks a lot. She goes, thank you. Kind of a crazy story, right? No, the one that he was engaged to never bothered me, because in the end, I got the man.
She got her man.
It's like, and I just wrote back, classic. Every once in a while, I think to myself, I got nothing in common with this woman. And then she drops a bomb like that on me, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
I know where I came from. Rob in Bonner Springs. Rob, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I was just going to state that my fiance and me, she had no clue that I was even going to try to propose to her.
She had no clue. You guys had never talked about it? It never came up in conversation that you guys might get married?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess there were small comments, but never really anything that was huge. I mean, you know, like, hey, why don't we go and do this? Nothing like that at all. It was, I guess, kind of inferred, but nothing was, you know, ever set in stone.
But Rob, let me ask you this. Let's rewind the tape just a second here. When you proposed to your now wife, is that right?
Still fiance.
Okay, still fiance. Did you know what the answer was going to be before you proposed?
I would say yes, but okay. You know, there's still always that no that could be said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, good luck. And Dana and I will look forward to seeing the invitation in the mail.
Hey, you know, more than welcome. But it was out of a helicopter, so it was pretty romantic.
Whoa. You proposed in a helicopter?
Out of the helicopter, but we took a hour and a half helicopter ride there and an hour and a half helicopter ride back on 4th of July to see the fireworks in the sky.
Aw.
That's a nice touch, brother.
It was pretty cool. I even had a photographer fly with us.
Okay. All right. Now stop.
You're setting the bar a little high there.
Okay. First of all, quit trying to embarrass everybody else. And then once you put a photographer in the helicopter, doesn't she know what's what?
Well, no, because I have a buddy that runs, you know, that owns a helicopter, and we've been up more than once, you know, with him and some other friends, and she just kind of thought it was, you know, another time. We'd have only been up 3 or 4 times. But the helicopter landed in our front yard. I lived in Raymore at the time. And then we flew out to Odessa, and we flew back. And I told her, because we hadn't, it'd been in the works for months, but I told her we had no plans for the 4th. Mm-hmm. And so helicopter lands, she's still not ready as the helicopter's in our front yard. We fly out. I propose. I even had glasses engraved with her name on it.
Is it legal to land a helicopter in your front yard?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
Funny enough, yes. Yes, I actually checked with the city of Raymore, and they told me as long as it's okay with the owner of the land, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, man. Hey, we got to run. We got the news next. That's an interesting proposal. 576-7798. Don't forget, Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon. Your joke has to be terrible but arable. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks.
Get the world now, we won't let them see.
But there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my way. Marry me today and every day.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.